And he finally got in. We're going to go to Pamela just to say, he finally got in, ladies and gentlemen. He's here.
How you guys doing, man?
Okay. You actually, now, I don't know if you've ever heard of this thing. It's like a new one. I just called it a Lord Clark! You said it! Goes
yeah,
off!
Yeah. Oh, I thought Buzz meant, like, the night before, man. Oh, I said to put it on music. I forgot, you know.
You get him some coffee, please. Yeah,
please.
Will you get him something, please?
He's already getting new coffee.
It's 6:03 in the morning on the all-new Craig and Company. It's time to catch all the news. Let's find out what's happening. And here, ladies and gentlemen, Pamela Easton.
Thanks a lot, Gary. It is 38 degrees at 6:04. Here's your KISS 95.7 information update. It's a big night in the music industry, as the American Music Awards will be handed out. These honors are given out for record sales, making them the most honest reflection of our tastes. Mariah Carey is up for 6 awards, including Favorite Female Artist and Favorite Adult Contemporary Artist. Michael Jackson and Chris Cross, who will perform tonight, have 5 nominations apiece. The show's on ABC tonight at 8 o'clock. Bobby Brown, Gloria Estefan, and Winona Judd are the hosts. Fire officials in Hartford are investigating a fire yesterday that killed a 23-month-old baby and injured another child. That fire began on the first floor of a 3-family home on Capon Street. One of America's most forceful voices for the disadvantaged has died. Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall died yesterday of heart failure. He was 84. He was the first black to sit on the Supreme Court. Well, the Dunes Hotel in Las Vegas has seen better days than this. The world-famous hotel closes its doors for good today. That's after 38 years. At one time, it was billed as the world's most luxurious hotel, but it's been on its deathbed now for decades. The property was bought over by Steve Wynn's Mirage Resorts. KISS 95.7 Sports. The Whalers lost out to the Flyers 5-4 in overtime at the Civic Center last night. Tonight, the Boston Bruins travel to Montreal. Nothing locally happening in the NBA. Your daily number is 500. The play four numbers are 45-34. Lotto for Tuesday night is up to $7 million. It's going to be rather windy, kind of chilly today. Here's Mike Ellis with all the details in this KISS forecast.
Pamela, the January thaw has ended. Colder weather today, mostly sunny. Daytime highs 35-40. Clear and breezy tonight. Lows dropping to between 10 and 15. Mostly sunny tomorrow, a few clouds and a high of 30, and mainly cloudy on Wednesday with light snow or snow flurries possible. Highs Wednesday near 33. I'm Mike Ellis for KISS 95.7.
It's 37 degrees at 6:06. I'm Pamela Easton on KISS 95.7.
Thank you, Pamela. It is great to be on the air, and of course it's great to work with a great guy like Ed Kelly, who's finally here, folks, and he has settled in. He's had a cup of coffee. He's fine now.
You can tell by the stains on my t-shirt.
He's very, very fine. If he dressed down, I dressed up. We're never going to match each other. That's all there is to it. It's never going to work.
I don't understand. Complete 180. Yesterday I came in and, you know, the suit, the jacket, the whole deal.
I was a pig-o.
And he basically looked like an unmade bed. And this morning I roll in, my ball cap, got my big, what do they call these things, Reebok pumps on. Gary looks like Brooks Brothers, mannequin that fell out of the store over at Koozie's.
And I am stiff. Because it's great to be back on the air. Well, let me take this call. KISS 95.7, Craig and Company. Good morning. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't believe it. She's on the phone, but later she'll be here live in the studio. The one, the only, the laugher of Winter Love.
You're sounding beautifully.
How am I doing so far, Chief?
Oh, wonderful. I'll tell you, it's great.
Now, you're going to be in here a little while.
Yes.
I can't wait to see your grinning face.
Okay.
We're warming up your stool just for you. Oh, wait a minute. That didn't sound too good.
No.
I start talking to you and I lose it. I will see you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
I really didn't mean to say that.
Yeah.
That just came out. Oh, there I go. Well, there I go again.
How many Winstons does she have before 6:30 in the morning? I'm just curious.
It sounds like that, but she doesn't, really. She really doesn't.
Okay.
Otherwise, she'd be probably coughing her brains out.
7 minutes after 6.
All right. Would you scoop up those brains in the corner?
6:07 in the morning, the all-new Craig and Company on KISS 95.7.